everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Firm losses continued to hold throughout the entire livestock complex here today. Despite moderate early gains in lean hog trade, the inability to bring consistent buyer interest back into the market has allowed prices to soften throughout the day. Cattle traders remain under pressure, though, based on increased cattle placement levels last month, creating some underlying supply concerns. Triple-digit losses, though, have moved throughout the nearby live cattle trade here on Monday as traders assess feedlot growth throughout the month of February and how this will affect short and long-term supplies. The inability to show consistent support in box beef values through the last week is causing some uncertainty, though, throughout the entire market. April live cattle futures leading the complex lower with $1.35 per hundredweight. Even though moderate losses are likely to hold throughout the near term, prices are expected to continue to hover within the sideways $3 per hundredweight trading range seen over the last month. The inability to push prices above $130 per hundredweight at the end of last week continues to cap price levels at this point. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were mixed 69 cents higher in select and down 27 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 32 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, light to moderate losses have moved throughout futures, with April through November contracts holding uniform losses of 60 to 70 cents per hundredweight. But the inability for traders to contain the same level of bearishness throughout the day is allowing buyers to slowly trickle back into the market based on expectations of firming demand throughout the upcoming weeks and months. Meanwhile, grains were higher today with corn trade 1 to 2 cents higher with wet weather and large net short fund position noted for the higher trade. Soybean trade 2 to 3 cents higher after two-sided trade overnight. Meal was flat to a dollar higher and oil flat to 10 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 1 to 5 cents higher with the winter wheats leading as line buying continued to build during the day session. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.